This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning, I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we hear from Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff. She reviews a few of the big news stories of the past week in the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Got a lot to talk about. Let's get right to it. First of all, Riverside County's troubled IT department is what one supervisor calls a money pit. You want to explain what's going on?
Well, this was Supervisor Kevin Jeffries. He actually said it's a black hole where the county budget is concerned. It just sucks money in. You know, the county is trying to upgrade a 30-year-old phone system to, you know, modern standards for data transmission. And originally, the estimate was $16 million. It was supposed to take a year. Now, 2.5 years later, the price tag is up to more than $24 million and pending. The department also bought a new IT headquarters and is leasing a data center, bought a bunch of new equipment. And, you know, all these upgrades are probably necessary, but Supervisor Jeffries thinks it might be a better idea to just contract out with these prices going up and up and up.
Yeah, I was going to say IT departments are typically problematic. It doesn't matter if you're a private institution or a public institution. So that's his solution?
Well, he hasn't brought a formal proposal to the Board of Supervisors, but Supervisor Tavoloni said if that's what he's suggesting, that's what he needs to do.
Okay. A Native American tribe in San Bernardino County has asked a judge to tell the county to butt out on tribal lands. Explain this to me.
Well, the dispute is over traffic tickets that are being issued, and this is on the Chemehuevi Reservation by the Colorado River. The tribe says the laws, the vehicle code, cannot be applied on tribal lands. The county is still issuing the tickets and saying that there's an exemption carved out for a little bit of the land that was set aside for schools. So a judge is going to have to arbitrate whether or not the vehicle code can be applied for these types of minor infractions on tribal land.
Okay, let's go back down to Riverside County. The city of Hemet had a council member resign this week. I remember reading about that in the paper in the morning, and then apparently he withdrew his resignation that very same day.
He did.
What happened?
This was a rather new councilman, Paul Raver. He's only been in office 9 months. He was elected on a single issue, and that was to reverse the council's decision to contract out the fire department, a very controversial decision.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Right. And so he was elected, and the council voted to reverse that decision and retain the Hemet Fire Department. Now, 9 months in, last Sunday, he sent an email to some of his supporters and to some of the council, not all of them, and not to the city clerk, saying that he was resigning. He did not explain why. He said that he did not wish to divulge his reasons, but they were solid. And then late that evening, about 9:15, he sent another email. This time he did copy the city clerk on it, saying that he rescinded his resignation.
Did he explain that?
Well, I talked to him by phone the next day. He still would not explain why he did what he did. He said it wouldn't be in anyone's best interest to go into it. He didn't want to vent his displeasure. But he said that he realized that it would not be fair to the people who elected him to leave office short of his full 4-year term. And he said he's going to serve that full term.
Is there any backlash that you know that it is yet to come?
Well, I think some people are questioning why he did it. They'd like to know a little bit more and to be reassured that he's not going to pull something like this again. But he says he's committed to helping the city work out its financial problems. It's on the edge of deficit spending. He is serving on an ad hoc committee with the mayor and some other officials who are looking at how to keep the city out of a sea of red ink.
Okay, let's go from Hemet back up to San Bernardino County. It's been a little more than a week since we got word that the city of L.A. was indeed interested in transferring Ontario International Airport back to IE control. Are there any details, anything else we've learned since then?
Well, certainly things are not standing still. The agreement is being worked out, the fine details of how the payments will take place over a period of 10 years, about $190 million. Mm. And I spoke to Alan Wapner. He's the city councilman in Ontario who really was the one who led the effort to regain the local control for the airport. And he told me that the phones have been ringing off the hook with people, consultants, experts who want to help Ontario build the airport back up. Remember, it lost 3 million passengers per year over this period of time. And it's going to take some doing to attract airlines and get passengers back to Ontario, but they have plenty of offers of help.
Well, this is a big deal, and I hope that you keep following this and that we talk about it more in the future. Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.